Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Kathy.
I am so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you. It's this has taken a while. This has been longer than man flu. Yeah, it
has. To get this out, yes, which we all know is longer than childbirth. So
no, we do. We do indeed. I'm just so unbelievably relieved because I thought it was going to be naffy and boring, and it's superb. It's who we are. It's African and amazing and got a beat and just up there. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Ra'ul Banim et Gvurato Shebchu Vahodo Lishmo. Okay, do you want the translation?
Go for it.
Can I give you the translation? The children of Israel saw his might. They praised and gave thanks to his name and his kingship. They willingly accepted upon themselves. Moshe, Moses, and the children of Israel raised their voices to you in song with abundant gladness. And they all said, who is like you among the mighty, Hashem? Who is like you, mighty in holiness, awesome in praise, who works wonders? There's a question. How did you choose the song?
Well, it's a very well-known song written by Yonatan Razel, Yaakov Shrest. He sings it.
Yeah.
And sometimes at weddings when we play, we put a bit of our own twist to it. So people might not know, but my drummer, Rob, he was Johnny Clegg's drummer for 5 years. And occasionally we use the guitarist Thomas Mango Groove, and the guy who produced the brass for this part is Sidney Mavundla, otherwise known as Rabbi Shlomo Shapiro from the Chabad of Soweto, as he likes to tell people. So we always put this little twist to songs, a bit of this African feel, because that's who we are. And the most incredible thing is when I recorded everything in South Africa, and when I went to Israel to do my vocals with my friend Jeff Horovitz, and he produced my voice. It's not easy to record and produce at the same time. And he said, it's crazy. He says, this is the way it was meant to be. He kept saying to me each song, it's like, this is the way the song should have been, with this African vibe. And
it does feel like that. It feels like
it's rich and full and beautiful. And I just think, you know, you are going to have changed every Jewish simcha for the next 30 years, because I just see it. And you're also going to, I can just see them in Australia and Denver, and they're weeping. They're weeping. They're jiving to this while their son is being bar mitzvahed, and they're weeping. This is magnificent.
Do you know, one of the very first weddings I ever played was at a 5-star hotel, and the maitre d' was there in his 3-piece suit in those days. And I was playing, I put a bit of an African vibe to it, and his head was bopping up and down. In those days, it wasn't like the done thing, you know, you were supposed to be really proper, you know, and he was bopping. And then I saw the waiters and waitresses, and they were doing the same thing, you know, they were serving their drinks and bopping their heads. And I thought, that's it. It's just in our soul, our African soul.
It's so interesting, because I mean, a lot of people know Jonathan Byrne in terms of one facet of who you are, right? So they either know you as a record producer, or they know you as a simcha singer, or they know you, you know, because you also have this incredible network and you have connected people who, if without you, would not have been able to be connected, right? I just know.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got amazing, amazing stories. I mean, I wonder how many people know that you also produce your own music, and now you've got an album. Can we give some of these away?
Yes, sure. Five copies to give away of the CD.
It's called Simcha Africa, and we just played your song.
Number two, Ra'ul Banim.
Ra'ul Banim, and I want to know what the name of the song is. I'm thinking of a question.
Oh, that was remarkably insane what
I
just did.
I'll tell you
did.
What. You tell us the name of the album. All right. Can we do that? That's the name of the album.
That's
where
good.
Is the album available, by the way?
So at the moment.
Are you on Spotify yet?
It will be available on Spotify within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So how it works is you load it through a company called CD Baby.
Mm.
They manage most productions around the world. And what they do, so it is available right now on CD Baby. If you go onto my Facebook page, you can see the link. And it's in their store. It's available.
JB Studios.
It'll be under my personal name. JB Recording Studios or Jonathan Byrne. And you'll find the link. And I've had quite a few sales already this morning. As soon as it came out, it was just clicking like that, which is a fantastic thing. And it will be available on Spotify, iTunes within the next 2 to 3 weeks. They now distribute it to all the streaming companies and to iTunes over the next few days, the next few weeks. So it's very, very exciting. The comments have been amazing. Obviously from around Australia was first, you know, because it was night time. So as I released it, they went to the preview and I got maybe 20, 30 comments in the first hour. So it was very exciting.
Johnny, how long have you been performing music? How many years? How many decades?
About 85 years. No, 3 decades now. So I started at the age of 5.
oh, that's right. This is that John Curran who turned 37 last week.
That's it.
Right.
So I've been playing for about 30 years now.
Okay, because I'm just looking at the selection, right?
Yes.
You've got Odjavo Shalom Aleinu.
Yes.
You've got Ra'ul Banim.
Yes.
You've got Samer. You've got Hashem Melech.
Yes.
You've got Lecha Dodi.
Yes. So five of them are covers. That's songs that we've done, and five of them I wrote.
Well, a lot of them are liturgical.
Correct.
So, you know, you use the words.
Correct.
From the Psalms or from wherever, and you write the music.
Correct, yes.
How did you choose what to include on this album?
We originally started with my partner in my band, Phil Holder, the saxophonist. We've been together literally from almost day one. And we were going through themes and feels that we were looking for, and that we spent a good 6 weeks going through stuff. And then the songs just came naturally. Basically, play a song at a wedding and put this vibe to it, and suddenly it worked. Or just in the studio, we're just messing around, and melodies will come to my head. And hopefully you'll play the one that I really love is Odjavo Shalom Aleinu. And there's also Lecha Dodi, which maybe we can play on a Friday. And I was sitting in shul once, and I came across this tune that I had to memorize. And it turned out really nicely. And the introduction to Lecha Dodi is also very nice, because it was supposed to be a brass part, and we sang the brass part, and it actually sounded so nice that we actually put the parts down on vocals. So it's just very happy music. I think it's the right time for the world to have just smiley music and happy, clappy, fun music with nice words and a good feel album.
And as you said, it's more than that. It's us. It's us. It's why Idan Reichel resonates.
Yes.
You bring it even closer to home. I want to go to the SMS line, because you are touching people here. Karen's written in, said, beautiful song, very upbeat, love it, Mazel Tov, Johnny.
And it's ours. It sounds like us.
Yes.
We live on the southern tip of Africa.
Oh, absolutely.
We all, irrespective of our color and our race, we all have this drum beat inside of us. And I think that's what it also has.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. Johnny did our wedding 20 years ago. That must have been when you were 3.
Yeah.
People are still talking about was rocking, and that's from Graham. And then
that's true. Actually, the simchas that you do.
Sure.
And then
that's true.
Mazel Tov, Johnny went to the same school as I did in PE. There comes up this PE thing again, eh?
That's it. Yeah.
Is there like a PE mafia?
There is, yes. we had our reunion in Port Elizabeth 3 weeks ago, and the other night we had people over for Shabbos, I think out of 5 couples, 4 of them were from PE, had a full, connection from PE.
Wow.
So we are still small town people, and that's funny enough where I learned and loved my music from a guy called Rabbi Shlomo Kalibach, which I do one of his songs. He came down to Port Elizabeth and he performed in front of our whole school, which was about 90 people.
Which song of his did you do?
So I do Oseh Shalom. Oh, it's a Shalom. So everyone sings it in shul and everything like this. And he sang it in front of me, and I remembered it. And in fact, the next week I formed a band with Joseph Cohen. He's in Israel now. He actually sings on the album.
That amazing.
And I was 14 years old. Yeah. And he touched us. He came down to this little town and he touched us.
Was that at Theodor Herzl?
At Theodor Herzl.
Boy Ba Shalom.
Yes. That's the Leonard Cohen version.
I'm sorry. We have to play that.
Okay. Can I tell you a story about?
Tell us the story,
okay,
and then we're going to play it, because we've got to come up to news.
Okay, this is a crazy story. I met my cousin Morten Rosengarten in Montreal, and he shared a flat with a longtime friend, and the guy was in the garden, puttering around there with the flowers, and he said, Lenny, come meet my cousin from Africa. And he said, this is my friend Lenny. We've been best friends from the age of 4. And we share a house. And I got home and my auntie Ellen said, did you meet Lenny? He's also a musician like you. I said, oh, what's his surname? And she said, Cohen. And it's a true story. That's all. I just met him.
What is this?
This is Odjavo Shalom Aleinu. This is about bringing peace together. It's time that we stop fighting. And let's look at the good in others.
Apparently you made Paul McCartney famous. Alright, we're going to be giving away 5 copies of this album. We want to know the name of the album. 34519. or 061-895-1019. There you go. That's Jonathan Byron. All right, well, we're not doing that one just yet. He's in studio. That was off his album. That's what's that song called?
It's called Ot Yavo Shalom Aleinu and Salam in the brackets.
It's, okay. And it's about being peaceful. Yes. Just like, let it go. Right?
That's it.
Chill out.
Chill out. Find the good in others.
There's good advice. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Well, there goes my job. Okay, so we're giving away copies of his album, Simcha Africa. Make a note of these numbers. 34519, that's a text line. You can also send us a telegram message on 061-895-1019. All right, Jonathan Byron.
Hi.
Hello. You're still in studio.
I am.
Have you lost your voice?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. We're gonna give away Sam. We're gonna give away five of Jonathan's album. It's called Simcha Africa. Where do we get it if we haven't won it?
So at the moment it's available on cdbaby.com, or you can get it from Kolel Bookstore.
Very nice.
And a few of the other stores around Kosher World, hopefully tomorrow, and a few other stores as well.
This is so perfect. You know, Shabbos Project is coming up. We're going to be baking challahs. We're going to be doing all sorts of things. This is perfect music to have in your home while you're doing the challah bake things. And
best you get used to it, because it's going to be played at every single Simcha for the next 20 years. I'm telling you, I know it. I can see it.
At least once a day on 5M.
At least.
I'm just saying.
At least.
All right, so who are our winners?
Kathy, we do have five winners. We've got first names, that's for sure. We don't necessarily have for surnames, but that doesn't matter because we've got numbers. So, Ronald, congratulations to you.
Woo, Ronald.
Roy Shires, congratulations to you. It's all guys. Gary Goldberg, you've got a CD. Woo. And Graham, no surname. You've got one.
Well, the Graham's the one who sent through the, isn't it the same Graham who sent through that you performed at his wedding 20 years ago, and people still talk about it.
That'll be pretty awesome and just and right. And the final one was actually the first one, because we did in reverse order, is Shane. Shane is also a surname, I don't know, but you've got a CD too.
Awesome. Well done.
Well done, guys.
So we will actually get hold of you. Senna's going to get in touch with you tomorrow morning, and we will arrange for you to come and collect your CDs. Well done. Okay, Jonathan Byron, all the best to you.
Thank you so much.